There's a hymn often sung in children's church that warns, "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, little ears, what you hear and see." David also knew what he watched affected his behavior, so he prayed, "Turn my eyes away from worthless things." Jesus said it's what comes out of the heart that affects us and others for good or bad. So what entertainment are we filling our hearts? What do we choose to watch or listen to that impacts our family? Will you stop and pray a moment that your family will choose to serve the Lord when it comes to entertainment? Father, we thank you that your word says in Psalm 119:37 that we can pray, "Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word." Help us to be reminded that Jesus, you are with us all the time, including when we are watching or listening to entertainment, that we need to be aware of any other people around us that are watching us watch or listen to this and how it can impact them, good or bad. That whatever type of entertainment that we are addressing or listening to, that it would not become an idol in our lives. And we would even go so far as to ask that you would reveal that to us if it's become an idol. And we would know that if we're unable to get rid of it or to fast it for a season. So we pray, Father, if it is an addiction in our lives, that we would fast it for 30 days and then asking you to help us to be able to not give in to temptation. We also pray, Father, for you to show us if there's anything that we are having in our home that, or in our cars, or wherever we are taking in entertainment, or places that we go, like movie theaters. Is there a way for us to get rid of that temptation by not going to the theater that tends to have things that aren't good, or stopping a streaming service, or throwing away something that we have that uses foul language, is sensual in nature, or uses your name in vain? Help us to identify those things and to get rid of them so that we can honor you. We also pray for strength to resist the temptation to indulge in any entertainment that doesn't glorify you, Father God, and that the changes that we make as a family will last. We thank you, Father, that your word also says, "You shall have no other gods before me," in Exodus 23. And you say that those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians 5, 24 and 25. And so we pray that, Father, in Jesus' name, that we will be people who watch and listen to things that help our lives and help us love you more and help us love others more and get rid of those things and stop watching or listening to those things that Jesus wouldn't listen to or watch if he was sitting next to us. And he is at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.